Here we are, guys. Day 4 of our 21-day Redefining Your Habit Challenge. Today, I'm going to just explore a little bit on a couple of yogic concepts. Well, one's a yogic concept and the other one comes from my mindfulness practices. And while we're actually going to be looking at more in depth into some of these yogic concepts and mindfulness precepts, next week, I really think that it's quite pertinent that we talk about these two different aspects. So the first one being ahimsa, which is essentially cultivating love and kindness for ourselves. And the other concept from mindfulness is about practicing non-judgment. So this is a bit moving on from the topic from day 3, which was around mindset. So yesterday I did speak about self-talk neutrality and about finding an awareness of how we talk or how we self-talk, what that inner voice is saying to us, around somewhere between positive and negative. You know, I think I spoke quite in depth yesterday about where I sit with self-talk. And when I was referring to self-talk neutrality and the fact that we can find this balance between being over the top with our positive self-talk and then that toxic negative self-talk, there is an in-between. And I think that the in-between lies with these two concepts, this being able to sit back and practice observing our behaviors in a non-judgmental way, observing our self-talk in a non-judgmental way, and also being able to practice this love and kindness towards ourselves. So not being critical about ourselves, not, you know, if we've failed, for example, you know, we didn't do it, when I say fail, we didn't do our practice today or whatever the case may be. And we recognize that we didn't do our practice. Sometimes it's really easy for us to fall back into that negative self-talk, but maybe what we could do instead is to just sit and reflect in a place of non-judgment on the reasoning or the whys of, you know, why we didn't practice, and then cultivating some sort of sense of compassion towards ourselves for not doing it, and moving from a place of resenting ourselves because we just didn't do our practice today, or whatever the goal is that you are trying to achieve, and maybe you've stepped off the path away from that that process, that goal of what it is that you're trying to achieve. And that's what, for me, this is where this challenge is going. You know, it's not necessarily about achieving that end result. It's about the steps that you take along the way. And I truly do believe that if we can find a sense of observing without judgment, so practicing a mind of non-judgment, and also looking at life from a heart-based practice, then we're more likely to start to step up and step into owning our behavior and then being able to redefine those habits. So the activities that I've got for you today are more of a meditative practice. So to really go back to that 3-minute breathing practice and really sensing, really being able to hone your abilities to sense and to keep practicing, you know, that body scan that I was talking about in the 3-minute practices. over the next couple of days, I'm going to send you some extra body scanning activities. And if you have been attending my yoga classes on a regular basis, one of the things you'll know that I say when we're practicing body scan is that if you find your mind beginning to wander and starting to tell other stories, other than being able to maintain your meditation practice, not to get critical or judgmental of the fact that, hey, my mind just slipped, but rather to gently and in a loving way invite that mind to come back to the practice or the focus. And that is the essence of what we're trying to do over this 21 days with redefining our habits, okay? We're just practicing that 15-minute meditation that we do at the end of every class once a week, but I'm asking you or inviting you to do it every single day. Oh my God, how hard is that? It is, okay? I'm not having a crack at anyone here. I'm really, truly acknowledging how hard it is to practice a mind of non-judgment and an open heart of loving kindness and compassion for ourselves. It's probably one of the hardest tasks that any of us can potentially learn in our lifetime, and that is to be kind to ourselves. So the other exercise, besides a 3-minute breathing practice, which I'm going to keep referring you back to, is the loving kindness meditation. So I really want to invite you to start to open up your heart. We're going to be doing other activities next week, which hopefully will bring you, or at least give you, a sense of this beautiful heart opening that I would really like you all to try. Now, you know, perhaps there'll be a few tears as you start to take on that particular practice. I know for myself, there's been plenty of those in my lifetime as we undertake heart opening practices. But if you have any questions about any of that before we even get to that point, if you've got any questions about anything that we've been doing thus far, please send your questions through. I'd really like to know how you go with day 4. So I'm going to ask you all to send me an email with a little reflection on day 4, if you don't mind. Of course, everything here is totally optional. You don't need to be participating in any of the activities. However, if you are looking to succeed, then I really invite you to keep accountable, and we're going to talk about a little bit about responsibility and accountability in a couple of days. But for right now, I would really love you to do a little reflection, maybe a reflection on the 4 days of where you're at, and send that through. But in particular, a reflection around the concepts of non-judgment and loving kindness. Don't forget that the Mindful Living group is there for you to continue your conversation. You can certainly go over. I'll be opening up a conversation around judgment and loving kindness on that page. And I have been popping a few things on there, a few videos and a few little memes, I guess you could say, hopefully to keep you guys motivated, for those of you who are doing social media. And if you're not, please just keep going. How you are going, you're doing great. Everybody is doing great, I am sure. I'm really looking forward to our catch-ups, and remember, we'll be having those conversations. You'll get the opportunity to talk to me in person, if not in a class, then on our Zoom meetings. I look forward to speaking to you. Have a great night, everybody, your great day, and see you or hear you in another video soon, or you'll hear me. Take care, everyone.